I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Yadod Sneer with the Aquafinca St. Peter Fish. He's the general production manager. Why don't you explain to us what you guys do?
Well, we're basically an aquaculture company. We grow tilapia fish. We export fresh fillets into the United States. We're the biggest world exporter, number one world exporter of tilapia fresh fillets into the U.S. And we belong to a group called Regal Springs, which is a group, is the biggest tilapia producer and whole in the world, with operations in here in Honduras, in Indonesia, and in Indonesia and in Mexico.
And let's kind of go over the process of how you guys export and produce the tilapia.
Well, basically the process starts out on a land-based farm where we grow out fingerlings, what we call the small fish, in a process that lasts about 60 days. Then they're sent out to the lakes for grow out in floating cages. This process lasts about 9 months, additional months. And then the fish are brought back live to the processing plant where they're filleted. When we send out the fillets chilled to the U.S. by plane or by ocean chill container. And the frames, which represent about 60% of that weight, go to a fish meal plant, where we make fish meal, fish oil, and biodiesel.
And how much fish are you guys producing?
We're approximately producing currently 90 tons a day, or 180,000 pounds, which represents, which would transduce into about 1.4 million pounds of fillet a month exported to the U.S.
You've got quite a large operation going on here, but then the real story is the people behind the work and the sustainability of your company. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you guys offer your employees?
Right. Okay. We have on the project 1,300 employees, direct employees. If you look into the indirects, that would represent about 6,000 people in the whole tilapia industry that's around our project. So it's a lot of people feeding their families from the tilapia project. Apart from that, our workers are, we believe our workers are the most important component of our operation. We have a saying, it's not about the fish, it's about the people. So our people are treated just as we would like ourselves to be treated. They get the highest salaries in the area. They get insurance, medical insurance, life insurance. We do a lot of social activities to try to help them on their housing situation. A lot of programs to try to minimize the domestic violence problems they have. We have a psychologist on site, 2 doctors, 4 clinics. And we try to do basically everything to make them feel like they're partners, not workers. Everybody's on bonus system. Everybody basically can gain more from the company's success. So everybody feels like it's their project, and that's the kind of environment we'd like to maintain here with our people.
I think you mentioned too some adult schools.
Yes, we have adult schools in both projects on the lakes, where illiteracy is a big problem. So we teach them how to read and write. And basically our key people on the operation are all people, native people from the area. We don't have a lot of engineers. We don't have a lot of people from outside, foreigners. We do everything with the local people.
I think you said one gentleman we saw earlier on a tractor came to the plant and he was illiterate, couldn't read and write, and now he's managing an entire area, correct?
Yes, this is Margarito, and we have many cases like him. And it makes us very proud to see, to show that these people have no less capacity than any other people in Western countries or in developed countries. It's just a lack of chance.
And you have a cooperative set up and a credit union of sorts, too, for
right.
The financing?
Right. We have a people's bank, all our people are affiliated to this bank. We're trying to create savings culture in them, so they know they need to save all the time for a rainy day, what's called. And they get loans from this, so there's a lot of cash available to them for their needs, to build their homes, to send their kids to school. Cash they've never had the availability to, they never had the accessibility to. And now they have, they get better interest rates than they would get in a bank. They pay less interest than they would pay in a bank for their loans. And it's been working very well.
And discounts on food as well. That was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yes, we subsidize half of the food. Three meals a day, we subsidize about 60% of the cost of the food for the people. All our projects have, all our production centers have dining rooms, very top quality. So the food is very, very important. Very important aspect for us.
And some of them, you said you even subsidize 100%, right?
Yes, in some areas, like in the plant we're coming to now, the Fishman plant, we subsidize 100% of the food because of the conditions are a little bit harder. We have 24-hour shifts here, and we decided to give this to the people. Medicine is free on all projects, and medical attention is part of the basic conditions.
So we've talked a little bit about the many programs you have going on for your employees, but it doesn't even stop there. You guys help support the surrounding community quite a bit as well. I know you mentioned you help other fish farmers, in fact.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects helping to impulse the culture of the tilapia all over the country. Apart from that, the interesting project we have, the biggest one, is in Cajon, in Lake Cajon. We donated, we gave 10% of our infrastructure to the local communities. If we have, let's say, 100 cages, we give them 10. And it's called Modulo Comunitario, Community Module. It's working very well. All the funds from this module, all the earnings go to a committee of the local municipalities with us. And it's all going back into investment to protect the watershed around Cajon. This project generates a lot of income, and is working very, very well. It's a world model that I think doesn't exist in any other place. So.
And I think you said you even have an expert here that his job is to solely go out and help others get right. Their operations going.
Right. We have an expert, an Israeli expert named Yossi, and his only work is to go out and basically move these social projects forward.
And then you'll buy some fish from them as well?
Yes, we'll buy all their production. That's exactly the idea.
Some of the raising that you do of the production is actually out on the lakes here in Honduras. You also have some sustainability projects going on there, teaching people how to reforest or protect the forest around there, prevent erosion.
Yes, of course. We grow on both lakes, Lake Yohoa and the Balsa de Cajon. In Cajon, we have 80% of the grow-out operation. So this is where we concentrate more, and it's where there's more problem with the watershed protection or deforestation, which is basically the biggest threat on these lakes because of the erosion. So much rain here and no trees to cover the watershed. You can imagine how much land silt comes into the lakes, reducing their depth and eutrophying the lakes with nutrients. And this is the biggest threat that we battle every day, basically. Because we depend on it, our business depends on it, and Honduras depends on it. So.
And then Aquafinca's company itself has a zero impact.
Aquafinca itself on the lakes, according to all our monitoring for 8 years, comprehensive monitoring, has zero impact on the lakes. We hope to have a positive impact, not a neutral impact, but a positive impact through the activities we do.
Okay, and finally, let's just talk a little bit about the biodiesel as a byproduct you get out of the production of the tilapia.
Well, yes, we produce biodiesel. Again, all our fleet is fish powered by biodiesel. And right now we're looking for alternatives so we can use all the fish oil because it's food grade for food products, not for biodiesel, not to run our cars. And the other alternatives which are not food grade to make the biodiesel.
I think you said your plant is 100% self-sufficient?
Yes, we're completely self-sufficient.
Yeah, great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.